This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Around a million people have now died of COVID-19 in the U.S. A new analysis shows that thousands in Colorado didn't have to. Here's CPR's John Daly.
In Colorado, 4,575 of the people who died could have survived if everyone in the state had gotten vaccinated. Nationally, it's almost 319,000. The analysis by researchers at Brown University and Microsoft AI Health estimates the portion of vaccine-preventable deaths in each state. Colorado's rate is better than most states. It ranks 16th in the U.S. for vaccine-preventable deaths. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
For every 100 students who start ninth grade in Colorado, only 24 end up getting an associate's or bachelor's degree. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has a new bill that aims to help the majority of students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Right now, adult learners in alternative post-secondary programs can't get federal student financial aid. The bipartisan Higher Education Innovation Act would change that. Bennett met with adult learners now in high-paying jobs after intensive six-month IT training programs.
Our system of education actually reinforces the income inequality that we have. It's not liberating people from their circumstances.
The bill would create a five-year pilot program for students in unaccredited programs with track records of getting students into high-paying jobs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver's FBI field office is investigating two incidents of vandalism at Catholic churches in Boulder and Fort Collins. Photos of the vandalism show spray paint on the building's front doors with phrases like "no cages, no borders," or "my body, my choice." Both incidents happened earlier this month. The damage may be considered a federal crime. Colorado took in just over $30 million in cannabis tax and fee revenue in April, a slight increase from the month before, but that's down almost $10 million from the same time last year. The state has collected more than $2 billion since retail marijuana was legalized in 2014. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.